Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys, one radiant young mother, and one rather young aspiring podcaster...
Budding podcaster,
or it's a female podcaster. So I think you called it a pooncaster.
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
I mean,
try to bring that back.
We could ask her. Nicole, would you call yourself a pooncaster?
No.
Okay.
All right.
So that's enough.
It's fine.
Okay.
Just throw it out there.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that before, though.
I'm pretty sure those talk about old games.
Yes.
And this week. I'm sick again.
You're still sick.
I believe that my cold I've been had for like the last 3 weeks has now become a full blown sinus infection. So,
and your balls hurt.
And my balls hurt. I don't know why.
Double infection?
Double ball infection? Yeah. Not just one, but two. The trio of sinus that bacteria that affects only your sinuses and your balls. What, Megan?
I think he meant double infection, like your sinuses.
And my balls,
yeah,
as opposed to one singular ball.
That's what I meant, but I was going to roll with it. I just was going to throw that ball in Tyler's court, see where he goes with it. All right, two balls, great.
Great, now they know how many balls I have.
Damn it. Well, they know you have at least two.
Yep. Well, this week, Meg and I may or may not be doing some traveling. That's still up in the air. So... we were forced to go ahead and phone it in a little early and bring you an all-call-in show.
Yeah, but we got a lot of calls.
And we do have a lot
of
calls.
So it's not like we're really...
thank God we have a lot of calls.
I mean, I love it. We're not going to get through them all. There's no way.
No.
February's been a big month for calls.
Let's see. And, well, in lieu of an actual intro story, I think we should talk about and discuss Nicole's upcoming podcast. Because it still doesn't have a name.
Correct.
Nicole, tell us and the listener about what you're planning on doing.
Planning on having a movie podcast.
Like just all broad movies? Do you have any sort of focus you want to go with at first? Or you plan on going in the future? Or how you're preparing for it?
Not really. General.
Okay.
General. I don't want to get too specific.
Are you going to have...
not like new stuff. There's a lot of podcasts that talk about new, like upcoming movies and recently released movies. So not... not new stuff so much.
Nothing that's in the theaters, or probably very rarely in the theaters.
Yeah,
I've never. You're strictly direct to video podcast. Land Before Time 14. It was not so good.
Aladdin: The Return of Jafar and Aladdin: The Touch of King Midas. That'd be pretty good. Homeward Bound 3. We're all new animals. Why they did it, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you kind of like a where this came from. On a previous episode, I mentioned that I had a New Year's resolution to watch 200 new movies this year that I hadn't seen before. And when compiling my list of movies I was going to watch, I chose the American Film Institute's top 100, like IMDb's top 25 horror movies, top 25 cult classics, and also the last 25 years worth of Worst Picture Award winners for the Razzies. So, kind of a little flavor there of what I'm watching.
So, is your intention to talk about all the films that you watch, or are you going to kind of cherry pick the ones that you want to do?
I think that it's not feasible to talk about. I mean,
that's a lot.
Yeah, because this is the beginning of March, and in January and February, I have so far watched 26 movies this year.
You don't record four times a week?
So, I mean, you know, I could, but people might not want to listen to four of my podcasts.
That'd be fine. Yeah, no, it's totally fine. I'll listen.
So, you know, kind of cherry pick some of the good ones or some of the really bad ones. Or
okay. Do you want it to be like, are you reviewing them, or are you going to talk about like good, like ridiculous elements that are in a movie, like
yes.
So it's kind of like, is it more commentary, or are you thinking more commentary or more review?
I hadn't really like said, I hadn't really thought that I would choose one or the other. So
just whatever this, watch I'm a not, movie, whatever you want to say I about mean, it.
I'm not talking about like hardcore high level film criticism or anything.
Okay, break it down frame by frame, like looking at every cinematography, every little frame.
I don't get me wrong. I would love to have those discussions. And if anybody out there wants to have those discussions, you can follow me on Twitter and I will most definitely have those discussions with you. But most people don't want to listen to that.
Where can they find you on Twitter?
At Elocin Lezah. It's ELOCINLEZAH.
Put it in the show notes. So you want to open it up to like, because the name has been what we've really been struggling yes. at.
Yeah.
Sean Miller had a good one.
Yes.
That calling it into movies.
Yes.
Being so to play on you're into movies and like the two also being like a squared because your name is Nicole Nance, two N's, into movies. So
yes.
That's one. You're not decided on that. So if anybody has any recommendations or if they think that's a good name that they could just tweet you.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Josh wants it to be an acronym. Is that right?
Yeah, Josh really wants an acronym.
Desperately wants it to be an acronym. And he's like so hung up on like making it like just changing Tadpog to be something else. But, you know, Nicole watches movies, doesn't really like make out.
Nwum.
That works. Nwum.
Nwum. Nwum.
So, yeah, he desperately wants it to be an acronym, but... It's just not working out.
Would you shoot down a good acronym?
If it were
or like, is that like you're putting your foot down? No acronym.
No, if it were a really good yeah. acronym, I would consider it.
Do you, Tyler? Do you remember the other names we were considering for Tadpog? I wish I because I can't remember
oh,
them.
Man,
because you can have one of those, Nicole.
Well, we were torn between Tadpog and Datpog.
Datpog.
Yeah. But there were two other ones. I wish I could remember them. They might be circulating somewhere in a Google Doc. Mm. They were, I don't know. They were probably almost as good. But I bet if we checked them now, they would be extremely weird. Yeah. Can you believe we almost called this show Dave and Tyler Talk About Their Dicks and Sometimes Video Games?
So off the mark,
man.
What we do.
Jeez, how we've changed.
Because what was it was... We're sitting around and you were saying, I was like, I don't know, Tyler and Dave play old games. Mm-hmm. Then you were like, okay, and then turned it into an acronym and then it worked.
I love it. So that's, we're talking about our name, Nicole. So we came up with a name. If we did it, then you could do it.
You want to take some calls?
I do. Who are you?
I'm your bearded host, Tyler.
I'm your bespectacled host, Dave.
Everybody want to introduce themselves?
I'm Tyler's wife, Megan.
Is that how you introduce yourself to everybody? That is
Tyler,
your moniker?
I'm Tyler's wife. I am known as Tyler's wife.
In some
wife
circles.
Of Tyler.
Mm-hmm. That's how they know you at church as well.
Yeah.
That place I've been to like four times.
Yeah, right. And Nicole's here.
Oh. I'm Nicole. I watch movies.
Yeah.
There's the name of your show. I'm Nicole. I watch movies. You're done.
I'm Megan. I try to get my husband to watch movies, and he refuses.
You should do something like, here's a suggestion. Nicole watches movies with Al Roper, and then you just never mention Al Roper ever in the show. You just totally use his name to get listeners and just hope that no one sues you.
Nicole and Mikhail Gorbachev watch movies.
My maiden name is Meg Ryan, you could say. You can use it, and then she couldn't sue you because I'm giving
good.
You permission.
To use your old name.
Sure.
It counts. It still works.
Sure. I could say for podcasting reasons, I could buy my maiden name for my podcast career.
So yeah, that's fair.
Professional reasons.
You guys ready for the call gauntlet?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
Okay. First call. This is from 763. Google Translate says Tad Pocket. So,
Can't hear it.
I know. I have to unmute that. I'm new at this. Hi. I'm Dave. I'm new at this.
Fucking Tad Pocket. Fish lips, appreciate calling in. So you know how at the end of every episode you always say, we could be your emergency contact if you do a 5-star review. Mm-hmm. I had left a 5-star review and I'm just way too fucking lazy to go in and change it so you can be my emergency contact. But if you could tell Doppelganger Cody that I am stuck in the bathroom at work and I can't get out, like, if he could come and get me out somehow. I'm just actually at this point really hoping that you don't play this in a all calling show down the road because by then.
Cody, go!
So, yeah. Give him a holler. That'd be cool.
Cody, go right now.
I'm so glad the last episode we didn't take one more call.
Yep. Cody, sorry about your friend.
He's dead now.
He is dead.
Have you ever run out of toilet paper at work?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. How did you get more? Did you yell for somebody? What did you do?
No, God, no. Of course not. I used the awful Kraft paper towels. And then, like, I was like, God, I hope this flushes. And then I just flushed it and just ran out of the bathroom.
One time I was stuck because I had to come in early. And it was just me and drunk guy in the restaurant at that point.
Rooster Tail.
Rooster Tail. Old Rooster Tail. And I walked in there, used the bathroom, no toilet paper. I couldn't reach. I couldn't get to the, there were no paper towels, like nothing in there. So I had to call the restaurant's number till he picked up to have him to come in and bring me more toilet paper.
I wish you would have just yelled, come wipe me. Come wipe me.
He could do it to himself, much less me.
Oof.
That was my big thing, Nicole, when I was a kid. I would sit on the toilet and yell, come wipe me.
That was your big thing?
That's why I lived. I woke up in the morning and I was like, I'm going to ruin my mom's day today.
Even when I was little, I was pretty good about it unless I had horrible diarrhea. Then I would be like, wipe me. So, yeah. Sat on that one for a long time.
How about you, ladies?
I've never asked another person to wipe my butt.
Really?
Yeah.
Like really? Even as like a little kid?
No.
When you were first learning how to use the potty?
I don't remember that.
Oh.
So maybe you did. We're gonna have to call your grandmother.
I mean, it's possible from my memory. I do not remember ever asking.
That was your. I like to think your mutant ability that awakened when you were a newborn was just the ability to wipe yourself.
But my grandmother was the person that if I would have asked her to, she would have said no, do it yourself. So
she would have handed you the hose and then went back to do what she was doing.
Meg, ever run out of toilet paper?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not at work, but like in general, go into a ladies' room and you realize that there's no toilet paper. Too late.
Man, it was weird because when you said maybe not at work, the first thing I thought of was like, well, where else would you poop?
Well, but
I mean, that's where you poop. It's work.
But ladies need toilet paper for everything they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well, you're fucking with me now.
No.
I can't see. I don't have my glasses on.
So you can't read Dave's facial expression.
I can't read
you. No, I'm completely serious.
I'm only going by your voice. You're so mean.
Well, I'm a horse. I can't help it.
Oh, they don't get that.
That's fine.
They might in the stinger. We'll see.
I just hope everyone listening just takes it at face value. Well, Dave's a horse. That explains a lot.
Spoiler alert.
Go back and change the pixel art in our logo to where you're a horse.
No. With glasses.
Look closely.
Don't tell anybody so when they look again. What? Holy shit.
Wow, he was a horse the whole time.
That dress was gold and white, and Dave has been a horse the whole time.
Blue and black.
We got another call from the same number. So this was the next day. So let's see if this is a continuation of the story.
Tadpog, Fishlips J calling. I'm going to do a super ultimate crossover. I want you to take a character, one of the four turtles, and I want you to take one of the four Golden Girls and one of the four Ghostbusters.
Okay.
I want you to put them in a human centipede.
Okay.
Which of those characters? characters would end up where. And then when you're done answering that question, I want you to take all four Golden Girls, gosh, all four Turtles, and all four Ghostbusters, mm-hmm, and put them in a gigantic 12-person human centipede and explain where, why and where they would end up.
Okay.
So this episode will just be the human centipede cast, where we spend 30 minutes organizing all these characters into a human centipede.
I'm not playing human centipede game because that really freaks me out.
One of the rare,
like, it's like just so gross awful, yeah, and like I just can't even.
The few times I can call domestic violence on you is whenever I was talking about human centipede and you struck me. You struck me in anger and distaste.
Ladies and gentlemen, I had to make it stop. It was an emergency. It could hold up in court.
Yeah. You've hit me in the face a few times.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you ever heard of human centipede? Let me assure you, you will want to strike this man in the face.
I
want to
be...
lest he explain it.
I want to see the courtroom that watches human centipede. Like the jury's just sitting there watching human centipede. It's like an elementary school. They just wheel in the TV on the cart.
Talk amongst yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves.
Nicole, what you think?
I am also going to have to...
Sorry, Jay.
Not because I'm disgusted. I just kind of think it's kind of a ridiculous question.
Well, he's been stuck in that bathroom for 24 hours now. He's been thinking about nothing but shit.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll answer the first part of his question.
Okay.
So in the front, I'm going to put Sophia.
Why? Do you think she produces enough?
Yeah, it's going to be easier for the next person. Okay, so you're Sophia.
So you're a kind, gentler mad scientist. Yeah,
I'm not trying. Okay. And in the middle, I'm going to put Egon.
Then why are you doing this? Just let him go.
That's true. No, Fishlip J is holding a gun to my head, making me do this.
Okay.
Egon's going to be in it for the science, so he'll be in the middle, you know, taking in and expressing. Egon's fine with it for the science. And at the back, I guess Leonardo.
Just because we don't like him.
He's
very
probably
much.
My least favorite yeah, turtle, so he can just eat Egon's shit. That's fine.
Who is your least favorite Ghostbuster?
Oh, Ray.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Ray, but I could see him at the end of a centipede. That's for sure. Like he would just get bullied into the end of the centipede. I think that he would probably be. I like the idea of him being the cap of a Blanche Michelangelo. Ooh, centipede,
that's a rough centipede.
Yeah.
That's a real rough centipede.
Oh, fuck it. We'll put Michelangelo in front.
That's greasy pizza and cheesecake.
Oh, boy.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do those.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through a 12-part human centipede.
So we give up.
Yep. There you go. Thanks, Jay.
All right. This is a call from 270. Says transcript not available. Mm. So it might just be rustling noises and dog barking in the background. I don't know.
I'm Anthony's
pretty.
Hey, I want a big alphabet, little, and a little alphabet that works to set us on and drink and eat and have all of this a week and that works to set us on eat and drink.
What do you want, boy? What do you want it for? What do you want this stuff
for? It's Ainsley. It's Michael's.
So I can play with it.
No. What's the case? Is it your...
My birthday.
Ow.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
All I understood that was birthday and bye.
Four? Is that what she said?
Yeah, that's
four?
What she's turning us on Facebook.
Happy fourth birthday. I'm glad we could wish you this immediately after a human centipede question.
So I know you're listening up until this point. Oh, happy birthday. Happy fourth birthday on this explicit podcast.
Oh, she's not.
Hope you don't like Leonardo that much.
I hope you're not listening. If you're listening, young lady, stop it right now.
We need your listen.
She doesn't have her own device.
You don't know. She might.
Well, happy birthday, Ansley.
We got a call from 651. This looks short.
Hello, Tadbug. Unless you play Pokemon. Thank you, bye.
The one where we take calls from everybody's kids.
What did that kid say? Just like, I want to play Pokemon?
I think they want us to play Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're probably going to be doing that pretty soon. Ooh. So
some sort of Pokemon,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're in?
We're in.
So please tune back in. You guys writing love notes over there?
Sorry.
What's going on? Should we read it for the whole podcast?
No.
It's really obscene. Meg likes writing me obscene haikus.
Well, we have to read it.
That's so terrible.
I did write her a boner poem one time.
Yeah.
While we were playing D&D. I wrote like a short poem about my boner.
I remember.
And gave it to her.
It was awesome.
And she dropped it. I remember like 3 weeks later when Jacob finally cleaned the apartment, he picked this up and was like, what the fuck?
It's funny.
Do you have it still, like in a keepsake box? Or
no, she dropped it on the ground immediately.
Jacob wasn't like, oh, clearly this belongs to Meg. This is, looks like it could be, okay, no, sorry, not a follow-up call. This is from 801. The Google Translate just says, call Lennon.
Colin.
Is it colon or call in?
Let's review it.
Or a man named Colin.
Could be.
Colin.
I think I'm going to go colon. You want to hear it again?
No.
All right. One more time.
Okay.
Colin.
Okay, I think it's call in.
All right. We got to hear it again.
Oh.
Colin.
I'm done.
Maybe it's colon.
All right. One more time.
I don't know. Okay.
Thanks for calling. This 801 called immediately back, it looks like. So there might be a resolution to the debate.
Hey guys, this is Josh Nance, and I'm a first-time caller. I'm currently drawing swords right now to calm my nerves. I'm just wondering if this counts as a guest host spot so I can move up the tally mark.
Oh, man.
Hey, Nicole.
I love that strangers are impersonating our friend Josh.
This is not a stranger. This is a listener.
That's the second listener who has not met Josh has called him the Josh impression.
Like a spot on Josh impression. Drawing swords to calm his nerves. That's Josh.
I think that's a direct, like, quote. No, that was very good. Very good Josh impression.
So more of that than you're saying.
I don't think that I can say that because I have to like go home and live with him. And he might be a little upset with me
But you're nodding your head. So, okay.
You thought it was him for a second, so you were confused.
Thank you for calling with that.
Oh, thank you so much.
We got another call. This is from 319.
Hey, fucking Tadpog, Kyle from Iowa. So it's February 11th, so I'm guessing you guys are just calling about a month and a half right now at 3. So,
how dare you set the date?
Happy March. That's
thank
cool.
you.
Anyways, my question is, how many iTunes likes would it take to get Tyler to watch Star Wars? And then, of course, you know, have a Tad Pog episode where he talks about his experience. That's question number one. Question number two. Who is your favorite Smash Brothers fighter to play as? Pretty simple. Give a good work, guys.
So, Tyler, how many five-star iTunes reviews will it take?
If at any point we reach iTunes likes to episodes produced, I will watch Star Wars.
So if we have a number of five-star reviews equal to the number of episodes that we've...
Mm-hmm. Currently have.
You'll watch Star Wars.
At any time. Like, this... Like, it will go up every week. We'll need one more, but at any point that it equals out, mm-hmm. then I will watch Star Wars.
The trilogy or just Star Wars, A New Hope?
I'll watch the entire trilogy.
Whoa.
Nice.
And then I'll talk about it on Nicole's podcast.
I was about to say, it's not really our thing. Uh-huh. But you'll do Star Wars, right?
If Tyler watches it, we'll do Star Wars.
Favorite Smash Brothers? Character?
Peach
for me. Peach. For Tyler.
Yep.
Peach.
I love Peach.
I love Peach as well.
I don't think you like Peach as much as I like Peach.
I like Peach a lot. She's the only character I play with.
I've had Peach a lot more than you have.
You have. Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm. I know how to settle this. You'll each give me a fact about Peach. And then whoever can't come up with the next fact doesn't like Peach as much.
Okay.
So, Meg, we'll let you start.
One of her special moves is shaking a mushroom at you.
Peach smells good.
I mean, that's canon. Meg's giving a very dubious look.
What?
That's canon.
That she smells good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She has a fantastic umbrella/parasol.
Peach tastes good.
Also canon.
She's pretty hair.
That's probably going to be my next one. So, Peach has a wonderful upward thrust.
Peach is a princess.
Man, I feel that's like it. That that's, one should have, yeah, yep. That one should have come out the gate. I'm ashamed for all of us.
Meg a little
wins. Nicole, do you have a favorite Smash Brothers character?
I've never played.
Yeah, man, wow. We need to fix that, right?
I don't really play well with others. I don't do the whole like.
That was on your report card all throughout elementary school.
I don't really either, but it's a lot of just. It's pretty fun.
No, I mean, like, I'll get pissed, and it won't be good.
Because when you lose, you'll get angry.
So it's the losing that would make you mad?
No, I mean, not necessarily. It would be, I don't know. Because, I mean, yeah, it just wouldn't go up.
What if we let you win?
No, I don't think that would affect it at all. I think I'd still get pissed.
But what if we did it in a way where you didn't know we were letting you win?
No, I think it would still end badly.
Okay, so you just think it'd be a frustrating experience playing the game.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
No.
Okay.
It has to do with playing with other people. That's terrible as that sounds.
So what you're saying is you don't really like us.
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
And you don't like playing video games.
Whenever we were playing, what were you playing on the Wii, the Mario game? Everybody was over.
Oh, the WarioWare.
No.
It's the new Super Mario where they have cat suits.
Yeah, the cat suits.
Oh, it's new Super Mario World 3D.
Yeah, I got so frustrated and pissed. I just put it down. I was like, I'm done.
Well, that game is an exercise in anger, trying to work with three other people in concert to jump over all these obstacles. Like, no, that is
and
like,
to be fair,
it's a marriage test game.
It's one of those things where it's like, if I get an inkling that someone's getting a little frustrated, I'll just start playing a little bit worse and a little bit worse and a little bit worse.
No, that's just like the perfect example. Also, I have never played because of the fact that whenever you guys get together and play Smash Brothers, nobody's like, hey, you want to play? Nobody's actually ever offered. So.
Oh, no.
I'm not really one to jump in and see me play.
I feel really bad.
That's okay.
Yeah.
My feelings aren't hurt, don't worry.
Well, you mentioned it.
Well, my favorite character is Kirby. Next call. This is from, actually, it's a text message from 865 that says, why don't you let Nicole play games with you? Oh, God, this is awful.
Awkward.
This message says, tell Cody, thanks for the food question, colon. I was eating lunch. The food question.
It's probably a long time ago.
Probably was a long time ago. Oh, I think that's what prompted me to tell the Ninja Turtles cereal story, right?
Oh, okay. With the worms or the maggots?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, the larva. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thanks, Cody. we told him. Our job is done. We got a voicemail from 651.
Tadpog. You should know who it is by now. If you don't, it's Cody.
Hey, Cody, hold on a minute. We got something to tell you. Thanks for asking about that food question.
I was listening to Monday's episode yesterday, which was in Tuesday, which is today's Wednesday, and that's a whole rigmarole. But and I noticed Dave said he doesn't keep up with newer games most for the most part. I'm assuming Tyler does a little bit more, but probably not. I mean, I'm willing to be your guys' new game correspondent. I play pretty much everything that comes out, so besides PC games, I don't got a good PC, so let me know, Tadpog. All right? Pregnant pause there. Sorry.
He's got to have an interview, right?
I don't really. I'm not super big into the new stuff.
Mm-hmm. It just depends. Like the new DS stuff or Vita stuff, I enjoy.
Yeah.
But I don't do a whole lot of like new console games.
You're not even going to give Cody a bogus job interview?
A job interview?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Have like, to fully vet him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dig into his past and just like make sure.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, Cody.
What kind of food do you think you'll be eating then?
Did you get Jay out of that bathroom?
Well, that's his biggest strength and his biggest weakness is leaving Jay in the bathroom. Yeah, let's set up that interview. Let's make that happen. We got a voicemail from 270.
Okay.
Local number.
What's up, guys? It's Dunnigan. I just realized from listening to this last episode that I never let you know I was the one with the shampoo story. So there's your author on that
one. I thought it was.
On a related note, lately, I don't know, for a while now, it seems like I've been having to dig at my crotch for a while, and it really gets on my nerves. Like, underwear's all getting in a bind and making things uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I had an idea to use that flap in the front of the underwear, and I pulled out my D and 2Bs out that hole before I'm putting the pants on. So everything's just hanging out the front, being separated from your legs.
Yes.
I'm telling you guys, try it. It's a little uncomfortable for like the first, or I won't say uncomfortable, it's a little weird for the first hour or so, but it will completely change your life. Enjoy the show, guys. Keep up the work.
Hold on.
Thanks, Dunnigan.
Thank you, Dollar Dunnigan.
What's up, Meg?
Okay, I'm trying to imagine boy underwear.
Okay.
So there's a flap.
Well, there's different kinds, but yeah, I mean, there's definitely always something in the front so that you can pee without pulling your underwear down.
Okay.
Right. I'm assuming he means tidy whities.
He could mean boxer briefs too. They could work for boxer. Okay.
So yeah. You pull it out. You put all your junk out of the flap.
Yeah, the D and 2Bs.
And then you let it just kind of, you know, be framed by the underwear.
That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And then you pull up your pants.
That also, yes, I think you're right.
Okay, so the underwear is protecting nothing. What, your butt?
Well, the reason that you wear underwear, the reason I wear underwear, is so that I can wear my pants more times between washings.
Okay.
Because if that was not a factor, then I would totally never wear underwear ever. Mm-hmm.
I have to if I'm wearing real pants. In the rare event I put on real pants, and yeah, fact about me, I hate blue jeans. I loathe blue jeans. I try to never wear blue jeans. I wear exclusively khakis. I'm Kramer like that. So, but if I'm wearing sweatpants, yeah, most of the time I won't worry about underwear. Fuck it. But
I mean, what's the point of wearing underwear at that point?
The butt juices don't get on. I know, Nicole. I mean, Meg's asked twice. I have to get real at this point. If I keep dancing around the issue, she's just going to ask a third time. The butt juices will get on your jeans.
What juices are coming out of your butt?
Just butt juices. Mm-hmm. Just when you sit for a long time, you don't get butt juices?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing ever excretes out of either one of you guys.
I mean, things excrete involuntarily, but not out of our butt.
I don't know. I thought this was like a universal human thing, and it's not like
if it's hot, you get sweaty.
Yeah, that's butt juice.
That could work. That could be something.
Yeah,
that's butt juice. I'm not talking about like just going, not just like a stream of duty.
Anal leakage. A stream of doo-doo.
You know what I like, guys? Alestra a lot. I just eat it. No, I mean,
by the spoonful. Just,
Oh, man.
I don't even fry chips in it. I just eat straight Alestra.
Mm-hmm.
And that Ally pill that you take to block fat, I do that on top of it.
Man, I am so skinny, but I have to wear like 4 pairs of underwear at the same time.
I have no social life. I'm so skinny.
Okay. I understand sweat.
I guess it's all a right. problem with like everything sticking together down there too.
Well, I can't.
That's going to happen regardless, I feel like. That's going to happen if you're wearing underwear or not. But I don't, maybe not tidy whities. I don't know. I haven't worn tidy whities.
It sounds like the sticking together thing is what Dunnigan has solved. It's not going to stick to your legs because it's on a different layer.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me posit this. If there's enough heat trapped in there for there to be stickage, there's definitely butt juices. There is definitely butt juices. At which point, it sounds genius to me because the underwear's containing all the butt juices and the D and the two Bs are not sticking to your legs.
There needs to be a separate contraption for pulling out the D and the B, like some kind of like a cock and ball sock.
Oh, so like a separate little piece of fabric?
Like, do you have to worry about the zipper then?
That, yeah, that would like freak me out. Yeah, that's what
like
I'm worried about.
I like that living on the edge. I do. I do. It's like, man, I'm not even gonna look down. I'm gonna zip up, see what happens. It's really easy. You just make sure it's just tucked in there. Mm. Just like it's gonna take a little nap until you take them out again.
Man, I've got the visual in my head. It's just, man.
Well, that's rule number one. You don't get that visual in your head.
It's too late. It's too late. I can't ever do it.
You just don't do that.
I'd have to cover up with my hand and then try to zip up one handed to have the hand shield. So
do you think it's just gonna
there.
Like be like, no, don't constrain me, and jump out?
It's my dick is wild. There.
Well, you do notoriously.
I never know what it's going to do.
Well, I think that's a lie. Otherwise, you'd wear underwear when you wear sweatpants.
That's why I have to wear sweatpants, because it's just all over the place. It's like Mexican jumping beans in every Looney Tunes cartoon you've ever seen.
Well, if you'd stop feeding it that. That's a good call, Dunnigan. Thank you so much. I'll try it. I'm not so sure. I don't feel like I've got the thighs to carry that, because I think that's just going to be really weird when I sit down. Just think it's going to be weird when I sit down.
Yeah.
If I had to stand.
Going to bunch your balls up and make
your dick. Yeah, and just like.
Unless you've got a hard on, it's just like your dick's going to disappear. Just be like a head sticking out of your two balls.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about like when you're standing, it's going to be fine.
I do not understand male anatomy enough, I think.
I mean, ask Tyler when we're done. I'm sure he'll demonstrate.
Okay.
It's like when you sit down on a beanbag and the other half of it you're not sitting on pooches up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that.
We got a call from 763.
Yeah.
Fucking Tadpog, Fish Lips Jake called in with a terrible, terrible confession.
Excellent.
Ever since I started listening to your show, I've always listened on Monday and Wednesdays, the day that you guys published the show, but today is a Thursday.
Oh, man.
And I listened to Wednesday's episode. I just wanted to call and say that I was just really sorry. I was taking the Tadpog game, and I soiled it. I soiled it. I soiled it.
There was a Thursday in February that I just felt really sad. I felt really sad and I couldn't figure out why. I couldn't figure it out. And like nothing went right that day. I mean, it was just the worst fucking day. And now I know.
Mm-hmm.
Something wasn't right and now I know what it was. Mm. Well, I hope you feel better now, coming clean.
Mm-hmm.
Meg's a priest, so.
She can forgive you.
Yeah. Will you?
Did he seem, appropriately repentant?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he kind of did at the end, but I can't tell if he was faking it.
I don't think he was faking it to get into Tadpog heaven.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you think so, then I can go with that.
He's forgiven.
They're forgiven.
Okay.
Well, maybe. Let's see. He called back.
Filed it.
Man, I would have looped that, but a techno beat behind it. Let's see. Well, looks like he called again.
Fucking Tadpod, Fish Lips Jake calling in. Doppelganger Cody and I are talking about starting a podcast called Games Often Played, Distinguished Amongst Time. And if you want to make that an acronym or whatever... Sorry, I'm a little sick. You hear that mucus? Anyway,
oh, okay.
If you were to turn that into an acronym, it would be GOP D-A-T, Got Dat. And the premise of the show is we are going to play all the IGN Super Nintendo games list from 1 to 100. Does that sound like a good idea to you?
Is this some sort of joke?
I'm all for it. I don't want to stifle anyone's creativity. Mm-hmm. It might be a completely different list starting from 1 and going to 100.
Mm-hmm.
That might be good. That might be a good thing.
Because you'll start out loving the podcast, then as it keeps going, you're going to get more and more insane.
Yeah, that might be a tough way to go. Mm-hmm. So what's the acronym? COPDAT?
GOPDAT.
GOPDAT?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I was thinking COPDAT, you know, like it was a sexual thing. I mean.
What'd you do with that titty? I COPDAT.
COPDAT. Because like when he was talking about it, I was like, okay, I might be into the show. You could just play our episodes backwards.
Yeah.
Find all the satanic messages we've hidden.
So many. That's why we have so many pre-saw and you play them backwards and they're satanic. It works.
You're making like an irritated cat noise. Like whenever I hold the spray bottle close to one of the cats.
Yep.
Let's see. We got a voicemail from 305.
Hey, fucking Tadpog. Long time listener, first time caller.
Nice.
I mean long time. I mean long time. I was around since the beginning, guys.
Nice.
I guess my question is murder, marry, kill.
There we go.
Whatever order that is. I don't fucking know.
You got it.
So, murder, marry, kill.
Well, murder, and kill.
Mary J. Blige. I don't fucking know. Man, I'm just calling in because I want to say hi.
Thank you.
I love the show, guys. Maybe I'll call back when I can remember something.
Thank you.
Where am I?
Man, I have never heard a more Dave Moore call ever. Because he said murder, marry, kill, which is something that I do on the fucking regular. And then just like things went a little south and just bailed. I love that. I love that call. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige fan number one.
I really like that call too. I hope he calls back.
You're in luck. Next call, same number.
Yeah.
Hey, fucking Tadpog. It's me again. Basically saying that when I mean I've been here a long time, I was in your lottery for the Goosebumps book.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I was just saying that, would you rather? I'm just going to go through all of it so I can remember what's going on. So, would you rather place a nail underneath your toe and kick a wall?
Oh.
Or place a nail underneath your fingernail and tap your hand against the wall till it touches the other end?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? You kind of tap it until the head of the nail
is
against your finger. Yeah. Anyways, this is Adrian signing out. Thanks for putting me on the show, I guess.
You made it. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Man, you know my answer. You know my answer.
It's suicide.
It's foot. It's foot. It's foot.
It's
foot.
It's gotta be the toe.
It's toe. I agree. It's toe.
I've ripped off my toenail before. It's not that bad.
A toe.
Going toe.
I mean, like, I assume he means full toe, not toenail.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a toe.
Change your, you're still going with that?
Maybe I'll go fingernail then.
Ooh! Ooh! God. Yeah. You are the beard wearer.
Dave and Meg flipped out.
God.
Nicole, however, fucking solid as a rock. She looked at me like, yeah, I do both. Fuck. Stone cold bitch. I don't give a shit.
Dark Dickinson's coming out tonight.
I'll kill all of you. And then talk about movies.
Oh, I can't deal. I cannot deal with the fingernail shit. I just can't.
No good.
So thanks for calling. That was good.
Did he say what his name was?
Mm-mm.
He did.
It sounded like he said,
"Oh,
Asian."
That's what I thought too.
Okay.
That's what I thought he said.
Maybe it was Adrian.
What?
801. Oh no, I'm sorry. 305. What's your name?
Text us. Text us your name immediately.
Yeah.
Or you can call it.
Or call and
just say it again really, really fast a few times. Yeah. So we still don't know.
Or write a letter. I haven't received a nice letter in a long time.
That's true.
The mics aren't picking up Trainzy.
Yeah, that's the clearest Trainzy.
Hear Trainzy.
I know, I heard Trainzy. That was weird.
All right. This call's from 801.
Fucking Tadpog. This is Nate from Utah, first-time caller, short-time listener. I had a question for you. I'm currently outside of a house right now because I got kicked out because I walked in with a bag phone. And everyone thought that I was better than them, so they kicked me out of the party. I was just wondering, story. When I was in, I'm drunk right now, so.
Excellent.
Military school, or, sorry, helicopter shop school. I went 147 days without masturbating because I was sharing a room with, like, 95 different people. And finally, I got on community service, and I masturbated in an old folks' home in the janitor's closet. So that was the weirdest place that you've ever beat off.
Oh, no.
So if you could tell me that, that would be great. Love you guys. I think that's probably it. I had something else, but I didn't take notes for this call, so I'll call back in like 2 minutes. Bye.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. Love a first-time caller, even if it's a short-time listener. That's great.
Taryn will also like that.
While you were talking, Meg was flipping out again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. No. Never mind. Meg was certainly not flipping out.
And looking at me and shaking moving your hands wildly, like saying, no, no.
I don't know why. I mean, it's not like anyone here has masturbated in an old folks' home, right?
Mm-hmm. Or ever, maybe.
That's a long time. I think that I probably would have done it even if I was sharing a room with 96 people. I really think I would have just been like, I got to do this. Chances are,
one of them would have handled it for you.
Yeah.
Chances are.
You could either be a part of this or not be a part of this. Your involvement, it's up to you. You cannot watch. You can watch. You could just, this is all about what you want to do.
After so many days, it could have been like him starting the wave. If he just started on one end and then everybody just runs with it.
Oh, we're doing this now. Oh, it's time. Okay.
I was on NoFap for a while and I went 90 days without masturbating. But I was having sex. So not nearly as difficult.
Yeah, I stopped for a bit too when you got on that NoFap tip and you were like, I checked out the subreddit, and it was, like, mystical. It was like finding the masturbation ley lines and, like, weaving them together to form, like, the perfect human. Like, people on there were, like, talking about, guys, I stopped masturbating for 30 days. I can breathe fire. Did you know that? And, like, all the men everywhere were like, does that really fucking happen? Because, like, man, I can't remember last time I went 30 days without masturbating. Could I breathe fire before I started masturbating?
It's like, fuck, I don't want to breathe fire after like 24 days. Fucking a bind.
I remember making a big deal about it and telling Nikki, I was like, I'm not masturbating. I'm not going to do it. I'm saving all this. I'm saving all this for you. And she's like, I think that's great, but you don't have to do that. And that was the little bit of out that I had. When she was at work one day, I was like, well, she said I didn't have to do it.
And I walked the edge a few times where I would literally edge and then pull myself back right before I was about to finish and maintain equilibrium. That was difficult.
Literal equilibrium.
Yep. My gut wants me to answer that question with like, on somebody's face, but that's the easy doodly weds. Like, what's the strangest pleasure I've made? Whoopee in the butt kind of thing. So
I like Nicole's reaction to that. Just giggling.
So the bathroom at a CVS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just straight up not going to fucking answer this question. I'm not because I'm not even going to give a reason.
Meg. I'll come in and do a GIF and post it.
It was pretty much the most adorable fuck no I've ever seen.
Nicole? It's probably there's a lot more involved with girls having to masturbate, so I can't imagine you're just doing it.
No, I disagree. Why is there anything more involved? It's your hand and your junk.
I would think.
I don't know many girls that can do it manually.
I'm staying out.
You have to have a tool. You have to have an accessory.
You don't have to have an accessory. Mm. Not everyone has to have an accessory.
I feel like we've talked about this on the show before, have we not? Like, I feel like we've talked about how I think that it's probably a lot easier because you don't necessarily have a whole bunch of stuff to deal with at the end.
You have to pull stuff out. Yeah, that's true.
Because that's always the thing. That's always the thing. Like, that's always – you got to have an exit strategy. You have to, like, plan ahead. You have to, like, know what you're doing so it's just not all of a sudden like, Oh, God, no. Oh, God. It's like when you flush the toilet and the water comes up. It's just like, oh, I don't know.
Corner of Josh's room. Okay, there we go. No one will know. All safe.
So thanks for calling.
But Nicole, you can answer the question.
I don't really have an answer. I don't think that I've done that anywhere strange, like a CVS bathroom.
I you're still not going to answer that question. That's a good question, though. You win. Let's see. Looks like you called back.
I'm just back from my vacation, guys.
Hey, welcome back, Meg.
We can take another call.
Okay. It's the same caller, so we might have the same questions.
Fucking Tadpog. This is Nate from Utah again. First time caller, short time listener.
Second time caller.
I remember what my second question was going to be. When I was in the helicopter store school, I had a wet dream about Oreos. I was wondering if you had any weird wet dreams. Like, it wasn't sexual, it just happened that way. Like, I woke up, there was cum all over me. And the only thing I can remember from my dream was Oreo. I just want to know what you guys like to come to in your sleep.
All right. Oh, wait. Oh, Meg just got on a plane. She's flying away. I don't. Have a good trip. Have a good vacation.
I've never, ever had a wet dream once in my life. Never. I guess I've always been such an avid masturbator, but it's never been an issue.
Jerk off like six times a day.
Yeah, it's never been an issue.
I've had one once, and that was when I was probably 12
years old. That's crazy, because like, as a female, I just assume that stuff happened all the time. They make it sound like it happens all the time. At least when you're
school.
Least when you're going through like puberty.
Yeah, it's like it's almost in school. You may have a wet dream. Like,
yeah.
Nope, never.
Well, interesting. I mean, I had that one, and then it was like, well, I know how to take care of this. I know how to make sure this never happens again.
99% of the time, all my sex dreams, I get cock blocked in all my dreams. Like, I will wake really? Up right before I'm about to have sex, or something will happen, and I just won't.
Your own psyche is cock blocking.
Yeah, you. I cock block myself, and I mean, four dreams ever where I've actually had sex in my dream. So many where I come close and something happens.
Are you Tyler in your dreams or are you David Schwimmer?
I'm always me, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's like whenever usually, like if I get in a fight with somebody in my dreams, most of the time I'm like, I'm super weak and like, or I'm swinging like in molasses or in water. And it's just like very few times will I have sex or kick ass in my dreams.
I don't know if I've ever dreamed about food. I know I've dreamed about sex, but I don't know that I dreamed about food.
About food? Is it?
I don't even know if I've eaten anything in a dream before.
Other than that wheat. I can't think of any food. Yeah, we're picking up the wheat. Yeah. Because everybody just eats wheat.
Did you have the wheat dream before you got all this?
I did not. Yeah. I haven't had the wheat dream in years.
So it's got to be really, really bad. It'd be You're really about to get bad. Really sick.
Yeah.
Oh, Meg's back.
Welcome. I'm here. Hawaii was beautiful.
Was it good?
It was nice.
Did you eat anything weird there?
Pineapples.
Okay. We got a call from 304.
Hi, this is Brandon from the Real Doll Company leaving a message for Josh Nance. Just wanted to let you know that we can do the Burger Time knee-high socks, no problem, but it is extra to give the doll both a beard and glasses. So give me a call back.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm so glad Nicole's here. Josh isn't. Yes.
I wish Josh was here.
Oh, that guy's a fan. I have Josh's number. Love it.
You're a very funny man, Brandon. I almost want to hear it again, but not gonna. We got another call. Oh, actually, this is a text message from 781. Sup, Tadpog, colon. I have a murder, marry, sex up question. That was sent twice for some reason. Murder, marry, sex up. Blood, urine, semen. Nicole, you looked so defeated. You had your pencil up and everything. You ready to write something down?
I'm so excited.
Okay, so let me put a spin on it. They're elementals. They're elementals. There's a blood elemental, a urine elemental, and a semen elemental. Nicole, we'll start with you. Which one of those would you like to murder, marry, or sex up?
I'm going to sex up semen.
All right.
Makes sense.
Okay.
I'm going to kill urine.
Okay. And I like that. That's a funny sentence.
And I guess I'll marry blood.
That is exactly what I had written down. So yeah. Nicole and I are the same.
Did Meg go on vacation again? She snuck out. Okay. She's back. Welcome back, Meg. Where'd you go this time?
Cancun.
How was Cancun?
Raining.
Yeah. Mm. Did you eat anything good? We got another text message from 781. Another one. Murder, marry, sex up. This one I feel like we can all weigh in on. Maybe. Okay. Maybe.
Can I
maybe
write
not.
This one down?
You could have wrote the other one down. If you wanted to. All right. Murder, marry, sex up. The color blue. Peanut butter in the number 4. Some would say the best number. How you doing, Nicole?
Okay, I have mine.
Meg.
This is going to be very unpopular.
Do you think? Okay.
I'm going to murder the number 4.
Ooh. Is there a reason?
Well, mostly because I really like the color blue.
Okay.
And I really like peanut butter.
Okay.
So if I never have to have 4 in my life again, I feel like I could make work around.
Okay. Now, which would you marry and which would you sex up?
Right. I'm going to marry blue.
Okay.
And sex up peanut butter.
That's going to be a huge mess. Yeah. That's going to be awful.
But that such is my commitment to the color blue.
What's your peanut butter brand?
We don't really have one.
No. Walmart. Just
whatever.
Walmart Crunchy.
Yeah. Okay, so you're crunchy.
We're crunchy people. Okay.
Nicole, Tyler, what you think? Nicole, you look super primed. What you got?
I'm going to kill the color blue. Oof.
Man. Okay.
Even though you're wearing it right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I could live without it.
You could live without blue for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
You have blue eyes.
She could function on black and white alone, I'm sure.
I'd be fine with that. And then I'm going to sex up peanut butter.
Okay.
Both these girls just cribbing peanut butter up there.
That's not the nature of the game.
That's not how you sex up peanut butter.
That's not the nature of the game.
There are many ways that you can sex up peanut butter, Tyler. The limit is your creativity.
I'm gonna sex up peanut butter because I feel like it's
sexy.
Fun and it's fun and sweet.
Okay.
And then I'm going to
lay back and I'll call you the next day.
It's the Josh Dance of nut butters. It's laid back. It's sweet. It's fun.
And then I'm going to
have a terrible allergy.
I'm going to marry the number 4 because it's just stable and I feel like I can rely on it to be there. And
nice even number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nicole and I are so different. Except for the peanut butter.
Except for this menage of peanut butter that you're going to have. It's fine.
Tyler, what do you think? How you weigh in on this?
I'm going to marry peanut butter.
Okay.
I really enjoy peanut butter.
But you're not on an emotional level.
On an emotional level. Okay. It's my pansexual desire object. It's a jar of peanut butter. I'm going to sex up 4.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Any particular reason?
I feel like I could handle four.
That's, man, not many people admit to that.
And I guess I'll murder Blue.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I like, we're all split on this. We're all split because I'm gonna marry Blue.
Of course.
I'm gonna marry Blue. I guess so. I guess we're not all split. Well, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'm gonna marry Blue. God, this is so fucking hard. I love Blue. Mm-hmm. I love Blue. I love peanut butter. I really like peanut butter. Is like peanut butter's always fucking there for you. Peanut butter is such a dependable snack. It is. You can put it on crackers. You can put it on celery. You fucking put it on pretty much anything. You just eat it with a spoon.
Mm. Dogs love it. Horses love it.
Horses definitely love it. You can get a horse to do anything with peanut butter. Man, this is so hard. Meg, I think I'm going to have to marry Blue. I think I'm going to have to sex up peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to have to kill four.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
I just think that's the way it's got to be. I love all these things is the problem. I love all these things. But I feel like I have a deeper emotional and physical connection with Blue and peanut butter than I do the number four.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good question.
Good. Pretty good.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
We had some real talk.
Real talk. Sorry I keep clearing my throat.
That's okay.
Audience.
I got a text message from 931 who says, motherfucking tadpog, colon. So I got a quick wed, bed, and behead, mm-hmm. colon. This is good. Kefka, Ozzy, parentheses, Chrono Trigger, Ganon. Have fun with that, smiley. And this was in no way a ploy for me to ask you guys to plug that I'll be in Lexington with my artist friend Amber of Cute Loot for the Lexington Comic and Toy Con. We made it March 13th to March 15th. she does awesome, adorable fan art and lots of kitties. So people should come and say hi to us because I said so. Smiley. Thanks for the free funny, guys, and plugging my friend. Smileys. Oh, yeah. This is Chandra. That's probably important.
Okay.
Probably not. I don't know. Hashtag butts.
Is it Ganon, Ozzy, and who else?
Kefka.
Oh, shit. Hmm.
I can't answer this one.
No?
I just don't know. I mean, I know Kefka pretty well, but Ganon.
I'm the opposite. It's like, I feel played. Like I know Ganon really well, and like I'm like, Kefka?
That's from...
We haven't gotten to Positive 3 yet. You know Ozzy, though.
From Chrono Trigger.
Ozzy Pants.
The green guy that was always Magus.
Ozzy's in a pickle.
He had the blue shield, and you had to hit the switches around him to make him fall down.
I believe you.
You got really mad at Josh for telling you to hit the switches.
I also believe you in that.
She doesn't play well with others.
That's when that you usually fight the hardest. Nicole is trying to figure something out, and Josh gets impatient or doesn't think she's doing something right.
No, he gets impatient is the thing, and he doesn't let me do it on my own. The thing is that he's not nice about it.
I will testify to that. He's usually not very nice about it.
Like, what do you mean he's not nice about it?
He's like, just hit the switch or, you know, why don't you just kill him?
I mean, that sounds kind of helpful.
Well, it's not like, why don't you try hit the, it's always like, hit the switch.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
And then you'll get mad at him and then he gets like very like shocked defensive that you get mad at him for it.
Yes.
Like, I'm just trying to help you, God.
You have our relationship down to a T.
I'm going to wed Ganon.
Really?
He's a prince. And he's somewhat, in Ganondorf form, he's somewhat handsome. He's got a lot of power. He's got a Triforce of power.
Tyler sounded pretty southern when he said, he's a prince.
He's a prince. I did. I realized it when I said it. Man, that Ganondorf, he's a prince, man. Only male in his clan, he's a prince. He's a prince, this Ganon. Of the, what tribe is it? I want to say Yagudo, that's Final Fantasy 11. It's something like that. I guess I'm going to fuck Kefka. I guess he could do some crazy shit. I'm not down with that clown makeup, but whatever.
Yeah. You're not down with the clown?
Because I'm not going to fuck Ozzy. No.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'm going to kill Ozzy.
Yeah.
I loathe Ozzy. Plus, I don't even know what he is. I don't know how I can fuck Ozzy. So,
where there's a will, there's a way.
There's not a will.
I think that Ozzy has some sweet pants. Ozzy has some sweet pants. I don't know if that's going to convince me to marry him or bed him. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm not getting near Ganon. I'm killing Ganon. I don't care if he is a prince. I'm not getting near him. Kefka, it's a no-win situation because it's that clown makeup. You're either going to have to, I guess bed. Bed because you just get it over with.
Well, we're secretly juggalos. We might be able to roll with Kefka.
Undercover juggalos. It's the next podcast we do.
Here's the thing, audience. What you don't know is that they put on their juggalo makeup, and then they put on more makeup over it to make it look like they're not juggalos.
It's like the Joker in the Tim Burton version of Batman.
Every morning I'm like, Tyler, why do you do this? You can just not put on the juggalo makeup.
And well, give me a Fanta.
Tyler, you're 2 hours late to work every day.
Give me a Faygo.
And a
magnet.
I guess that leaves Ozzy. I'm going to marry Ozzy.
Oof.
He's friends with Magus and Flea.
Sort of. Depends on what timeline. He is friends with Flea.
They got some cool stuff.
The Bailey J of the Chrono Trigger universe.
You know, there's some really, really, like, awesomely freaky stuff going on in that castle.
Mm.
So on that note, go to the Lexington Comic and Toy Con. March 13th, March 15th. See Chandra. Mm-hmm. She might be knitting shit. I don't know.
Hopefully.
See Amber. And I've actually been to this con before. It's fun. It is a fun con. I think it's kind of in its infancy. I think this is probably, like, if I had to guess, like the third or fourth year there that they've done it. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Go check it out. All right, we got to read this next text. Because she is in my phone book, we have a text from correspondent Laura Ammons.
Mm.
But it's going to have no relevance on the show because this is the text. Like ridiculous game art, I had to buy this. $2, and conceptually it sounded too weird, and I didn't get a photograph with it. And the next text message is, and a replacement for this. Once again, I did not get a photograph. I think that it might not be true that we can receive photographs through our Google Voice number. So, Laura, please describe the photographs.
call in and describe the photographs.
We got a voicemail from 651. It's probably Cody. Probably Cody.
Motherfucking Tadpog, Cody here. just listened to the Wednesday show. It was River City Ransom. I did not do that. I did not request that. So that was definitely an imposter. I guess people just want to be the best, you know? And also, on Monday's show, I take offense at being called Jay's separate personality. I'm definitely not Jay.
Yeah, sure.
So there's that. All right? Keep doing what you guys are doing.
That's exactly what Jay's separate personality would say.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're not really helping.
Jay even warned us. Like, if Cody tries to call in and say he's not me, don't believe him.
Don't trust this man. I think I might be speaking out of turn here because I don't have it pulled up right in front of me. But I think Ryan tweeted and said that he requested that we play River City Ransom.
Oh, okay.
And it was worded in a way in the iTunes review that it made me feel like it was Cody. It wasn't Cody.
Cody does have distinct wording.
Yeah, so that was
I've always said that about him.
That was on me. That was on me. So I'm sorry to both of you guys.
So Ryan Walters did that and started the hashtag More Miller, and we printed it to other people with his shit.
We're the worst. Let's see. It looks like Cody called back.
Motherfucking Ted Pog. Cody again. Now, I have a would you rather, but hear me out. This will be my last one since I know you would like them
from Mike Purdue. So I'm just going to leave you with this last one. If you want more, you can summon me and I will come up with another.
Okay.
But would you rather have explosive diarrhea for the rest of your life or lick butter from in between the toes of a homeless man once? All right, guys. Have fun.
Okay, explosive diarrhea for life or lick butter from in between the toes of a homeless man?
Mm-hmm. Once.
Once. Well, I guess it depends on the homeless man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. I mean, I definitely don't want explosive diarrhea for the rest of my life, but...
I mean, I have to go with that because I basically already have that now, so it's not... doesn't change my life at all, so...
But what if it gets rid of it? What if you lick the butter out from the homeless man's toes?
Miracle Jesus diarrhea butter.
Yes.
Okay. Then I would do that if it would cure my diarrhea, yeah.
I really don't like diarrhea. I mean, we talked about butt juice a little bit. That just throws the formula way off. So I would also, it depends on the homeless man. I've seen some really, really like feet you don't want to see on the WTF subreddit of like, here's a homeless man's foot. And it's like the worst thing that you've ever seen. It's like shots from they had a photo shoot in an ER room or something. Like, can you believe this guy didn't come here earlier? And I'm sure we can do show notes for that. I don't have to describe it here. Meg looks like really grossed out already. So as long as it's not that guy, yeah, sure. It's butter. It's not like it's something gross. It's butter. It's fine.
Eat snails up between a hobo's toes. That'd be a different thing. Like butter?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Butter's fine. Buttered snails. That's even fine. You just put butter on it. I'll probably eat it. Just saying.
Ladies.
Meg's on vacation.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll lick the homeless man's toe.
Taken out of context, that's great. I love that.
That'll be our sticker.
I'm not saying it might. I'm not saying it's the best podcast name, but I mean that's an option.
Homeless toe butter with Nicole Nance.
You might get a few listens just for like, what is this about? Oh, okay. Well, it's a pretty awesome movie podcast. I guess I'll keep listening. We got another call, Tyler, Meg, and Nicole from 763. Looks like Fish Lips J.
Fucking Tad Pog. It's Fish Lips J calling it. I know you were talking to my my other personality, which was Jay Jorgensen, who claims to be the real person, but fuck him. He's the prim and proper asshole. And so I was just calling to tell you that some of the other personalities, I mean, you met my Russian counterpart, Nikola.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yes, we did.
Also, you met doppelganger Cody, who mm-hmm. claims to be a completely different person, but he's fucking not. He's really just me on a different phone. And one of my other personalities, I have to be at home, though, because I got to tuck my balls and dick between my legs and walk around like I'm a female.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that one's, you're never going to meet that one because that one's just a little weird. And then there's also the crazy hat counterpart that's kind of like, well, he doesn't come out very often and it's probably best that he doesn't. So, let's see how much time I have left because I got a good kill, fuck, marry. I got a minute and a half. Okay, kill, fuck, marry, second banana style. We'll do Luigi, Tails, and Diddy Kong. Okay. I'm going to say I'm going to kill Diddy Kong because I fucking hated him. Because he always played as Donkey in the first Donkey Kong Country. And fucking the second one sucked balls. I hated that game. And you have to marry Luigi because I feel like he's probably the most stable. And that, I guess then you'd be a fuck Tails. I mean, who wouldn't want to fuck a fox with two tails? That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds solid.
I agree.
I see no fault in that logic whatsoever. That's exactly what I wrote down. So grab those two fucking tails and just pull. Yeah, it's fine. That's fine.
One of them might be a butt plug.
We'll find out.
Yeah. I really liked the look on Meg's face when you said that, by the way. I'm pretty sure she's very attracted to you right now. All of us. We're all being extremely attractive tonight.
Just butt juices and butt fox juices fucking. And so good.
That's a good question. You shouldn't have answered it so well. Because that's a really good, that's a really, really good question. Your mobile carrier must fucking love you with all the phone numbers that you've purchased for all your personalities. Just saying. See, we got another voicemail. This is from 402.
Hey, Tadpog, it's your old buddy Showstocker Ryan of hashtag More Miller.
Yeah.
So there are lots of Monopoly variations on the market right now, such as Doctor Who, Star Wars, and even our buddy Mario has a Monopoly game. So I have a two-part question about Mario, tying it back to some of our top 10 games on the list that you guys just completed. So which one of these two games, Chrono Trigger or Earthbound, would you like to see made into a Monopoly game? Second part, what things, characters, places, or anything else would you choose to represent the iconic game tokens for said board game Monopoly?
Mm.
All right, guys, great show. Congratulations on completing the list. I know that was months ago, but finally got the stones to give you a call back. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. I feel like that's a really good question. Tyler's writing furiously. Meg's writing furiously.
Okay. I don't need to write it. I'll give Tyler some time.
I feel like that Nicole has to answer first because I think that out of everybody at this table here, Nicole is the biggest lover of Monopoly.
Yes, I think so. I love Monopoly.
I also like Monopoly, but I would never say love.
I love Monopoly.
I mean, and you love it because you do it right. You do Monopoly correctly.
Yes, and it's very difficult to get anyone to play with me.
Because, well, I was really, when I'm not, I don't really like Monopoly. And I say that, I don't like ad hoc Monopoly. I don't like going and sitting down and play Monopoly, and then I'm all getting ready, and then the person's like, by the way, we play Monopoly a little different here. I always just want to be like, man, fuck this shit. Yeah, you play Monopoly a certain way because you know how to fucking win that way. It's like, well, if you land on Boardwalk and I own it, I win. I don't do that. But you play it by the book,
yes.
And I love that. That's how it should be played. What, so what do you,
our lawful?
I play it by the book too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'm Team Meg as well.
Yeah.
To answer the question, mm-hmm. I would like to see both of those.
Chrono Trigger and Earthbound.
Yes, done as Monopoly games.
Which do you think would be better?
I'm inclined to say Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
Because I like Chrono Trigger better anyway, but I like the different times. I think that would be good for the different areas of the
real estate.
Yeah.
Man, it's tough for me.
But I think that Earthbound would have better tokens.
Right. Earthbound would have better tokens.
Some tokens.
And Earthbound's kind of centered around urban life, mm-hmm. city yeah. life. You know, I feel like that might mm-hmm. that might tie in better with Monopoly. I think both would be good. I think both would sell in a very niche market mm-hmm. as well. I would totally buy, if I'm being perfectly honest, I would buy an Earthbound Monopoly before I bought a Chrono Trigger Monopoly. And that's so weird because Chrono Trigger is way, way up there for me. But I think that the art production on an Earthbound Monopoly, like there's a whole lot of potential there.
Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm. only that, but like the quirkiness
yeah.
of Earthbound would make
some good
the
Monopoly. Chest.
Yeah, like it would be funny. Yeah. It would be good. Now that's my choice too, is Earthbound. I'd have a Starman token. And a psychic butterfly.
Definitely a bicycle.
Definitely a bicycle. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Mr. Saturn.
Mr. Saturn,
yep. Yeah. Let's see what else. It's got a baseball hat or baseball bat. Which one? Maybe the hat.
You could do the utilities. You could have Apple Kid. As one of the utilities.
And then Orange Kid is the other.
And then Orange Kid is the other utility. That never pays out.
See, I'm going Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, I'm not. No. It's Earthbound. It's absolutely Earthbound. And what I wrote down for the tokens were Starman, mm-hmm. The Sky Runner, the Cap and Bat.
Oh,
on
okay.
top of each other.
Oh, okay.
The Runaway 5 bus.
Mm. Yeah.
And Mr. Saturn.
That's good. What would the Chrono Trigger tokens be? I feel like this the Earthbound like the Earthbound tokens came to me I could just see them, you know, mm-hmm. like I could see the bicycle and all that. But what would the Chrono Trigger ones be?
That's
Aussie pants definitely.
The gate key.
Okay, the gate key. Yep. A new maybe.
A new the rare red rock.
your ship. I don't know what it's called because
the biatch.
Yeah, the biatch.
Specchio maybe, but he takes on so many different forms. It's hard to nail down.
A bucket with a sparkle in it.
Because I mean, I don't think all three gurus are. That's too specific. It has to be something.
Yeah.
A little more broad.
The what's frog sword? Is that the
Massamoon?
A chrono doll.
Yeah, they're just not as good.
That cat.
Kronos cat.
Yeah.
Good question. I like that a lot.
That was a really good question.
Meg didn't have to take a vacation on that call. I really liked that because it was like Meg participates because it's a question that we can all talk about.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't stop with the questions that Meg can't talk about, but it's nice when you can join us.
Very busy travel schedule.
I know. Mm. I'm jealous. All right. Let's see. We got another call.
We'll probably take one more.
Okay. So this is it. Last call. It's from 410.
What's up, Tadpog? It's Tony.
Tony.
So I was just browsing Reddit, as I do, and I was on the Ask Reddit subreddit, and I saw two consecutive questions on there that I thought would be perfect for Tadpog. First question is, what is something that's common to video games that you would like to see in real life? Okay, that's a pretty straightforward question. And the second question is, what is the riskiest situation you have ever masturbated in? All right, guys. talk to you later. I'll be listening. All right, bye.
I think you and I, Tyler, might have the same answer to the second question.
The riskiest time I ever masturbated?
Yeah. It has to be when
we were looking each other in the eye.
He said riskiest.
We were playing the weirdest game of like a staring contest ever.
The jerk off chicken.
Bye, Meg. The riskiest situation. I don't think anything comes to mind.
Definitely when you have a fever.
Yeah.
It's definitely when you're sick.
This thing that Larry David bit. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, yes,
it is.
But like, it's the fucking truth.
When you're pushes sick. That sickness away for long enough for you to finish, and as soon as you're done, that fever comes crashing back in with force. Oh man, yeah, I think I mastered with like 103, 100 degree fever one time, and oof, the after effect. And I laid on a beanbag when I did it, so I was pretty much adhered to that beanbag by the time I was done.
You're still adhered to that beanbag. It's just your chair
it's
now.
Bar to be. And the first one, I have to say save points.
Save points?
Yep. I absolutely
you
save
want
points.
The ability.
That was my answer, too, to just reboot from the last save.
Nicole, what do you think?
I actually saw this Ask Reddit thread. It was a good thread.
Yeah.
And save points were really high.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to agree with the top comment on this Ask Reddit thread, which was carrying capacity. Just being able to carry so much shit all the time.
Okay.
Man, it's tough. But here is my answer is I want a quest map. I want a quest map. I want there to be a map that's like, hey, man, do you want to win? Do you want to win at life? Just do these quests. Here they are. There's a quest here. You do that. Once you're finished with it, oh, another thing pops up. You go do that. Just do it. Just go through it and you'll be fine.
It's pretty good. pretty good.
Might be hard to do without a save point, but at least I feel like I have a path.
No. Yeah, I appreciate that. Shit.
Thanks, Tony, for the excellent question.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I like it when, Nicole, you're on the show when Tony calls.
I know, I do too.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. SoundCloud is the best place to go for all of our back episodes.
Yep. We're current on SoundCloud, though, if you just happen to want to go there. If you have the app already and want to listen to the new show, you can do it there, too. It's cool.
Before I get into the whole rest of the spiel, because we started our Patreon, we talked about that on Monday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
We've already gotten some response, and we're very, very thankful.
Super amazing. Worried. I was really worried that we were going to put this up. Tyler, I'm sure you know, because beforehand I was like, man, we got to work on this together. We got to make it awesome. And I was so worried that like no one was going to, it was just going to sit there. And it was going to be like one of those things that I check every day and there's nothing on there. And it just makes me sad where it's like, okay, well, all right. I guess no one likes this, Tyler.
Within an hour of the tweet, we got our first patron on our Patreon. It was mm-hmm. amazing. And that is Ryan Walters. Mm-hmm. So I think because you were our first Patreon, that gives you a special title.
Yeah, I agree. I think
so,
we should.
So I think we deem you Master of Coin, Ryan Walters.
Master of Coin. I like it. Master of Coin. It makes sense.
And then also jumping on that bandwagon, Archivist Corn and Archivist Corn, Paul Corn, he already has a title.
Now, is he high archivist now or? What or does he get a promotion?
Grand Archivist.
Okay.
And then we'll also go ahead and plug his website, waywardcross.com, where they update. He has comics that he comes up with the story, has someone else with the art for him. They update Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Go check out Wayward Cross. Let's see. Chandra also jumped in. We hadn't come up with her a title, so we have to do it now.
Well, I mean, we talked about Soul Sister. Mm-hmm. I feel like you never accepted that. So,
like
what do you
it.
Think?
I'm fine with that being. I think that should be the first part.
Okay. All right.
I think Chandra deserves a longer title.
Okay.
So, Soul Sister Yarn Sorceress, Chandra.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, she knits shit.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Of the Lexington comic and toy line. That's the full title. Sometimes we omit the last part.
And then Kyle Mullins. Who he was the one that sits there about SoundCloud in the mm-hmm. first place. So he is number one SoundCloud fan, Kyle Mullins. All patrons, thank you very, very much. That's yeah. awesome. It helps us out
yeah.
a lot. It helps us only make the show better.
And I mean, more importantly to me, it just makes me feel good.
Yeah, keeps the gun out of Dave's mouth.
The bees.
Keeps no. the bees. Yeah. So if you want to go help us out, we've set it up to where if you would just sign up for like $1 a month would be fantastic. $12 a year helps us out a ton. Takes care of our hosting, upgrading equipment. Whatever we get goes into the show.
Pizza party. I mean, I'm not going to commit to that.
So we'll put that. That'll be in the show notes. So far, you can't search for it and find it. We don't know what's going on with that, but yeah. It'll be in the show notes. It'll be on Twitter, and then I'll post it on Facebook. It's been a while because we're not doing the SNES list, so we haven't talked about what's Paul playing today. So I just feel like we should talk about, hey, Paul's still playing stuff, even yeah. if it's not from the IGN list.
Yeah.
So go check out what Paul's playing today. I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Yep, he's on Twitch, and he posts his stuff to YouTube as well.
And Chandra, I don't know if you have any kind of a shop for all your knitted accessories, but if you have anything that you're doing, let us know so we can plug it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll gladly do it. Our friend Jacob Yorker, Wolfhiding Fame, wrote a play, and it's out now. You can go see that in Atlanta. I'll post more information about that in the show notes where you can find tickets.
The Georgia Ensemble Theater.
Thank you. I almost said the Alliance. I knew that wasn't right.
Yeah.
And then, sorry. Lion face. Lemon face.
Double infection. We get it. Both of your balls.
And then still talking about Nicole's podcast, so please tweet her at Ellison Lazar with name ideas, movies you want her to do, whatever. I'm sure she's open to it. I'm just going to put stuff out there that I think she should do.
No, I'm very open. Yes, names, movie suggestions. I think that we've already come up with the first episode material. So,
mm-hmm. So now I can go into the regular spiel. So,
if you like.
After all that, what we still like, what still helps us out, 5-star written iTunes reviews. Mm-hmm. Speak at Marketplace. We love it.
That's the only way to get Tyler to watch Star Wars.
And now a further incentivizer, I will watch the trilogy of Star Wars if the number of 5-star reviews meets our current, at that time, episode count. So, and we further, not only will I watch a movie, I'm sure you're all just dying for me to watch a movie. That's incentive enough for you. But we'll further sweeten that pot, that sweet, sweet honey pot of 5-star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a game you want us to play, or there's a host you want for an episode, include that in your 5-star written review. And we promise we will get to it
eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be doing more stuff. I think we're going to be talking about Shadowrun Returns. I feel like we can share that information.
We can say that, yeah.
So tune in for that. In the meantime, you can always find us at tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. We'll have links to all the wonderful things that we just mentioned, Wayward Cross, What's Paul Playing Today, all that good stuff is going to be there. So definitely check it out. Meg is raising her hand. You have a question?
I have a really good idea of how we should do the sign off.
Okay, great.
Do you remember the call-in guy?
The call-in guy?
Call-in.
Oh, no, the colon guy, you mean. That's why I didn't know what you were talking about.
We should do it like that.
Okay. Done. I like that. Right? We can all agree on this? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay.
Nicole didn't say anything.
I know. And I didn't want to say it again. I didn't want to call her out and be like, Nicole, you didn't say anything. Are you cool with this?
She must have been in her vows. She won't do the Josh impression and she won't say Tropical Capricorn.
Did you have like a near-death experience with involving an impression at some point in your life? Where you're just like, I'm not going to fucking do them.
No. Although I'll come up with a story and pretend like that happened. So.
I've heard her half do one impression one time we were running. I had to stop running to laugh.
I'm glad I am used to it.
Since that, she has not ever heard her do another.
You can also find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We're at facebook.com/tadpog. Tyler will normally make an episode post, and that's a really good way to give us feedback on a specific episode. So if you haven't liked us on Facebook yet, why not? Why not? Mm-hmm, just do it. Mm-hmm. That's where all the cool kids are. You can find
the telephone your dad calls you on is an Earthbound Monopoly token. Sorry.
That's a really good one. That one needs to be in there for sure.
Maybe the blue cow from the Happy Happy Village. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Someone listening, like, finally just calmed down because you said it. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you for everybody who's retweeting our tweets and tweeting at us. It really makes the day better to hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us if you want. If you want to be one of the one of our many fabulous callers, feel free to give us a call at 270-883-2555. You can also text us, but if you do and you send us a photograph with that text, describe that photograph.
Just in case.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. You guys coming on to talk about blood, urine, and semen, or whatever.
Or not talking about it. Some of us didn't.
Don't forget butt juice.
I did talk about that.
So until next time.
Tropical Capricorn.
Damn it, Nicole.
You are a horse, maybe.
Maybe I am.
Oh, shit.
Dave's been a horse this whole time.
You guys know how I don't like to jump over water?
Whenever Dave and I go swimming, I lead him to a pool, and he's like, I'm not drinking that. I'm not drinking that.
The only way I'll talk on this show is if you rub butter on my gums and shove a finger up my ass.
I did wonder why Tyler had to do that. I just thought it was your method. It was just the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Peanut butter and finger up the butt.
Good luck.